The way I look at it, people picnic, well, just about all year round. When I say that, I mean, granted, in the wintertime in several sections of our country, people are unable to picnic. But even then, I suppose people have picnics in the wintertime because they're Eskimos up in Alaska, and that's one of our new states, and I guess they have their little picnics off on a cake of ice and feed off a little, maybe have a blubber party or something, you know. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've attended one of those whale meetings, but at any rate, all year round, picnics are being held all over the United States. Some in the south, some in the north, some in the east, some in the west. Some in the mountains, some by lakes, rivers, creeks. Some just in backyards. A picnic's a picnic, though, and I think everybody agrees it's always a lot of fun when that family gets together and all the kids and maybe a couple of neighbor boys thrown in jump into the car and take off and go out into the country. And so this is a typical scene, a typical hot weekend when Dad's got a couple of days off, and so he jumps into that 36 broken-down Ford, and beside him is Grandma, and in back there's Mom holding baby Elizabeth. And in the middle is Lenny, who is not exceptionally bright, but let's say handy. And then there are three or four kids, as I say, a couple of neighbor kids. And there's even one little kid that's jammed in the glove compartment who's lying there on a couple of road maps, flashing a light off and on. And, of course, the clock is out of the glove compartment so the kid could breathe, or can breathe. And in the back of the seat, or rather in the trunk, curled around a couple of tires are the dogs, and there's the cat, and plus gosh knows how many baskets of things, of pies and hard-boiled eggs and bottles of this and that. And so they take off, and you hear the sound of the car.
All right, John. It's been long enough now. We've just been driving on endlessly, endlessly. We've passed all the goody spots, places where there was a nice creek or a stream, and Pa wanted to fish, didn't you, Pa?
Yes, I did, my dear. I thought, John, that you was going to stop back there, Pete.
Ah, shut up, Dad. He thought a lot of things, just like the rest of us. Now we're just passing nothing but rock and sand and gravel. There's just nothing. When are we going to stop, John?
Okay, Mom, okay. Some people never die. They just linger on.
What was that?
Nothing, Mom, nothing. I said, we'll find a place sooner or later. Yeah, sure we will.
I hope so. I'm getting awful sick of everything. Just sitting here and the baby's getting hot. That milk's getting awful hot. It's beginning to spoil, too. Ah, come on now. I'm fed up. Pull over to the side.
All right, Mom, all right. We'll pull over to the side soon enough. We're pulling over to the side now, Mom, because we got a blowout.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Yeah, you done put a curse on the car, Mom.
All right, now that the car's stopped, everybody get out. Come on, Lenny, don't stand there with your thumb in your ear. Grab a hold of some blankets and a couple of them thermoses and help everybody.
Why, Mom? Boy, this looks like a nice spot, doesn't it?
Come on, Lenny, cut that out. Somebody watch baby Elizabeth, baby. Watch her now. She's going down that groundhog hole with that groundhog. Don't touch that groundhog, baby Elizabeth. You don't know where it's been.
All right, she's okay, Mom. Don't...
I tell you, watch her. Dad, what are you doing now? Put that stuff down. There's plenty of time to drink pop and set up your rig and your gear and your fishing.
Well, Mother, I just thought I'd put on a couple of sinkers and maybe a cork here and get ready.
Ah, come on, Dad. Grab a hold of the blanket, Lenny. Come on, one of you kids. Bobby,
I was just going to play some ball.
Oh, Bobby June, that hit me right in the head. That hit me a heck of a lick. That hurt you, little devil. I ought to... Now, grab a hold of the blanket. Come on, Dad. That's it. All right, wave it 3 or 4 times. That's enough, Dad. We ain't waving no flag. Put it down on the dad-blame ground. That's it. Lenny, what you doing there? Eating them eggs. I told you not to eat them eggs. We ain't got the potato salad ready.
I just say you put an awful lot of paprika on them eggs, didn't you, Ma?
That ain't paprika. Oh, no. Them's red ants. You ain't been eating them, have you, Lenny? Oh, you poor...
Boy, you just tickled me inside something fierce.
Oh, you poor... Come on. Now, everybody. Put that ball down, Bubba June. You do it one more time, and I'll wrap that bat right around your esophagus. Now, get on over there. Let's get a picture by that big oak tree. I want to remember this group. Looks like we're all going to some funny farm. Come on, get over there by that big oak tree. That's nice. Now, everybody say cheese. Remember, it's Memorial Day. Say memorial. That's it. Hold it, everybody. Dad, you wasn't in the picture. And what happened to you, Lenny?
Oh, that's all right, Mom. We just haven't enlarged.
That's enough, Lenny. Listen, what are you doing with that stick?
Well, I was just going to poke that football there hanging from the branch.
That ain't no football, stupid. You know what that is? That's a hornet's nest. You poke that thing, and those hornets will come out and sting us silly. Don't poke it, Lenny. Oh, you poked it.
Oh, look at him.
Somebody grab hold of Baby Elizabeth. Oh, that poor little thing, that child. They're just stinging her silly. Her head's 3 times its size already. Oh, no. Nino nano ouch! Ouch! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, friends? Baby Elizabeth, she uttered her first words.
Yeah, and we better get out of here before she says anything else.